Actually, I feel foolish talking about that with these two guys that are on the phone because they already know wind's an issue. What I did is I saw a trailer drive by with porta potties on the back, and I was hoping they were full because if not, those things need to be tied down when you're seeing 35 mile an hour winds. They will, they become kites, actually. So 63, 64, your morning high, then dropping to 48. The forecast brought to you by KB's Barbecue and Mary. Open 10:30 to 8 Monday through Saturday. Stop in and let their family serve yours. I want to introduce you to two people this morning. My friend Roger Twinhoffel, Operation Barbecue. Roger, it's always good to talk to you, pal.
Good morning.
Also, a new friend of mine, Rick Pearson, joined me. He has been keeping me updated on the efforts at the United Methodist Church in Murfreesboro for their collections over there. First off, Rick, morning. And second, Rick, you took the first load down that was collected yesterday along with Roger.
Yes, we did.
What was what'd you take down and how much?
Well, Roger brought a 38-foot gooseneck trailer in. There was probably 4 pallets of water in it, mostly bottled cases, but we actually had some of the big bottles. There was diapers, men's and women's hygiene products, a lot of clothes, which we actually had to send back to Tennessee today because we couldn't find a place to take them. There was food, different types of food, just everything, the basics of what somebody would need. There was 2 bicycles that got put in the back of the trailer, and we get down there. My dad's 74. He went down. He was really good help, but he can't really, work unloading a trailer. And I said, hey, go find an owner for these bicycles. And he walks off with 2 little kids' bikes and comes back, and he says, there's a boy and a girl happy because they have a bike.
Right, and basically every car in town was destroyed and the windows blown out, so transportation is a bit of an issue. Now, Roger was alongside. Roger, you in the past have joined me in your efforts helping with a nationwide operation, Operation Barbecue. Are you doing similar operations in Mayfield or some location in Kentucky?
Yes, Operation Barbecue Relief was located down there on the outskirts of town. And more inside of town is another organization called Giving Back, B-A-K. And they were working from a church that was right at the disaster area. And both of them were producing food for the region.
With the weather that you've had down there and the fact that there's so few physical structures remaining, are you feeding them in the streets, Roger? Or has there been a tent city created? Or is there a building large enough to be able to house people at least while they sit down and get a bite?
The amazing thing about a tornado is as we came in from Paducah, Kentucky, on 45, you do not see any devastation. And as you get to Mayfield, you go through like an industrial park and you go across the Interstate 69. And at that point, you do not see any damage at all. And the damage is straight through the middle of Mayfield. And it's about, all of a sudden you'll get 2 to 3 blocks away and it'll become damaged. And then there's 4 blocks that are just totally gone. And then 2 or 3 blocks that are pretty damaged again.
Right.
And then the town is back to normal again. And it's just a streak right straight through the heart of Mayfield, the right downtown part of Mayfield that is totally gone.
Now, Rick is joining us this morning. Rick Pearson, the United Methodist Church in Murfreesboro. Your efforts at collections at the church are continuing, Rick?
I'm not exactly sure on that. Our church is committed to responding to this. We're going to be going down again. I don't want to say exactly what we're doing because I'm not 100% sure. When I got in last night, my plan was just, I want to unload this trailer into the next one and go home and go to bed.
Right.
So we are committed to it. We'll be posting what we are doing.
And what we're looking at is bottled water, personal care products, cleaning supplies, paper products, baby infant supplies, first aid items. I did note that some people are saying no more clothing, and I think you had some issues with this. Well, there are other locations. Let me give you an example. The Christian Life Church in Heron is going to be collecting items to take Kentucky. So that's going to be done with the truck set at the Kroger in Heron. For those in the community who'd like to donate, they'll be collecting beginning Monday, December 20th through Tuesday, December 21st, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then drivers will deliver to those items to Kentucky on Wednesday, December 22nd. Rick, one of the things I want to ask you about is Roger gave us an idea of what he saw physically, and I'm wondering what you saw in the people that you met and helped and worked with yesterday. What was the impression you took away as you got back yesterday and you processed all the things you saw? What was your takeaway?
You know, when I first offered my horse trailer to go down there, people started showing up with the items that we asked for, and showing up in droves, and you'd leave the church for 20 minutes, come back, and there'd be a huge stack of stuff right there. So that's what I saw from Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro community came out big. They were, if they weren't donating items, they were donating money. If you donated money to our church for this, every dollar of it is going to those tornado victims. There is nothing getting wasted on admin or overhead. Once we got down there, it was like the same people that we had in Murfreesboro. They were extremely grateful. They were extremely helpful. There were, at the fairgrounds we were unloading, there were volunteers that live in Mayfield that didn't have any damage because they were just outside of town or 200 yards from where the tornado was. And they know that stuff is coming in, and their fellow residents, friends, neighbors, they need this stuff. So
yeah,
they're there working. National Guard was there working. It was an operation like I've never been a part of, and it was huge is the best way to say it, and there was stuff everywhere.
You know, Roger and I, you and I have talked about this, Roger Twinhopple, Operation Barbecue Relief, on the line with us this morning as well. And after your day in Mayfield, here's the thing. Roger has seen some of the worst disasters you can imagine. He's been to a lot of locations and has always been a great correspondent for us, while at the same time giving some people an opportunity to help. Barbecue, of course, is one thing. But these barbecue teams have heavy equipment that they can come in and do a lot of cooking. And when you're in competition, you very often have to support yourself with power and things along that line. And it's hard to imagine, well, maybe not so much for us after we spend a week without power in the derecho here, when you don't have electricity, getting a hot meal that's so important when you're working so hard, that independence is what allows you and the rest of your Operation Barbecue Relief co-workers to do this, that independence to be able to walk in and cook. Give me an example of what you cook in a single day, Roger.
Well, we can produce up to 25,000-30,000 meals a day. At this situation, you're looking at 2,500 to 3,000 to 4,000 meals a day. You're asking about how to feed people. It seems like every place you went there, every churchyard that was maybe blown away or something, there was somebody there producing some food for somebody. And so there was that situation. What we did find is that they're looking right away at long-term feeds and long-term housing in the area. And in the feeding, we're looking at the United Methodist Church that is there, one of three that is still there yet, that they're going to be doing long-term feeding there. They're trying to retrofit a gymnasium and fellowship hall to produce food. And you'll help them so that that's a place where they can make food to go out in sack lunches and things like that. It's not like dining halls or we have the trucks that we do like in a hurricane. So it's a little bit different.
Right.
If you want to help while you're there, probably the best place to go to is the county fairgrounds, which is on the southwest corner of Mayfield. And this fairground is where all the food and all the supplies from anybody in the country is going into. And this is what Rick was talking about, just the National Guard's there, the people are coming there. But they're looking for volunteers every day. So if you're wanting to take off and go down and help, this is where you need to go to, because that is the central area of aid and both coming and going, because there was roads coming in, roads going out, some for the, you know, for us bringing stuff and then that for the people getting things. And in these great big buildings at the fairgrounds, they had everything divided up. So our inventory got divided up into into the products and stuff like that. One of the things that we were looking at that maybe be something we could do if we're going to go on further is collect money and just buy apples from the local orchards. And these small bags of apples might be the best thing that we could possibly do, because this is something that when people are getting something, you give them a bag of apples and then everybody's working. Rick and his family went to Rural King and picked up chainsaw oil and products like that that you use in the field, and that was important. And probably the one thing that really impressed us was that somebody came down with a whole tanker truck load of gasoline, and they were offloading it into a small truck with small tanks on it, and they were doing nothing but a company from, I think it was someplace up in the northern area, but they were giving out cans of gasoline and filling up, giving them the cans, the gasoline, and the gasoline for their generators and stuff like that.
Right. Similar.
You have to look at some of the other specific things that you may bring to them,
right,
as opposed to what they're talking about, because there's massive amounts of water there.
Yeah, and I got the water, but you know, you chainsaw oil when you're doing that much, and the sounds of chainsaws, and that's why I think there's a Southern Baptist Men's Association that's basically a chainsaw squad. I want to thank our guests this morning, Roger Twinhoffel, Operation Barbecue, and Rick Pearson, United Methodist Church, Murfreesboro. Thanks, guys. 7:34.